What a wonderful God we serve. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Chapel service on Friday. I talked to the kids just for a few moments about this. And I thought about it. I said, wow, you know what? I think that'd be good for everybody. So I'd like to bring a little bit more than that 15-minute portion. Don't get excited. But I'd like to ask you a question. The title of the message is an example of what? The title of the message is an example of what? And I want to ask you today, and I hope you know by the end of the day what you are an example of. Every single one of us, we're an example of something. Amen? Let's all stand together. We're going to read just one verse. Second Thessalonians. Hey, you say that one time fast. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 9. Are we there? The Bible says, not because we have not power, because we do have power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. Let's read that again. Not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an ensample unto you to follow us. Let's have a word of prayer. Brother Phil, could you lead us in prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. I'm going to make five statements. Five statements. Statement number one, for good, for bad, for indifferent, every person under the sound of my voice is an example. No matter what, you are an example of something. Somebody looks to you and makes a judgment and knows who you are, what you are, a little bit by you being an example. Now, let me divulge into this a little bit better. The second statement says, it is a combination of things that makes you an example. I'll give you a good example of that. If you look at somebody that's dressed in a suit, tie, you automatically think that they are dressed up, a person of means, a person that has things. That's an example. However, not every example that you can see is a true example of what they are. Amen? I take caution when I try to judge people. Do you know most of your millionaires wear horrible clothes? Most of your millionaires don't dress up. They are dressed down people. We poor people try to look like we've got money. Amen. An example, and each one of you are an example. I'll get to the point here in a minute, but each one of you are an example of something. There's several things that go into that example that you are, the way that you look. That goes into an example of who you are. It's not difficult to tell a Christian lady. Just not. You look a certain way. You act a certain way. You see a person with the hair cut short. There are a lot of times when I get my hair cut for the very first day of my haircut, they say, are you in the military? Why? Because my hair's that way, and it's an example of what they would do. Amen? Now, your looks. Not only your looks, though. Vastly more important than how you look is your actions. I'm not saying not to look good. I think you ought to look good. I think you ought to do your very best to look good. But at the very same time, it's what you do that makes you a better example. You can come here on Sunday morning all dressed up and go to the bar Sunday night. What are you an example of? An idiot. Where you are makes you part of that example. Home on Sunday morning means you're a backslider if you don't come to church. I'm just saying these are examples. Your desires, what you want to do with your life, goes into what you are as an example. So for good, bad, or indifferent, you are an example. And is it a combination of things that makes you your example? Who you are with, statement number three. Nobody likes this, by the way. Who you are with also goes into the example that you are. This really, really is important to children, to teenagers especially. You hang around the wrong crowd, you will become the wrong crowd. But let me go up in age a little bit, can I? Adults, you hang around the wrong crowd, you'll become the wrong crowd. Let me go up a little bit. Senior citizens, if you hung around the wrong crowd, you will become the wrong crowd. Now, as I think about this, that means it goes for every age. If preachers hang around the wrong crowd, we become the wrong crowd.
That's right.
Preachers don't hang around a lot of people. You get preachers in a room, 10 seconds later, we are absolutely at each other's throats. That's the truth. We can't hang around each other unless we're of the same like faith right down the line. If you get past fishing boats and hunting, you're in a bad place with preachers. But understand this. Who you hang around with is who you'll become. You hang around alcoholics, you're going to drink. Oh, come on, preacher. You can say what you want to say. I don't want you to try it because you'll become that person. You hang around drug addicts, you're going to do drugs. You are not going to take your bright, shining example into a group of bad people and make that group of bad people good. You think you might, but you won't. You'll become bad. They will affect you much more than you affect them. You can witness to them. You can show them scripture, and you ought to. You can tell them all about your church. Have them come hang around with you and us. Don't you go to them. This is good preaching this morning. Merry Christmas. So you are an example. Several things go into that example. Who you are with makes you an example. All of these things may or may not be who you are, but they are still your example. Inside you may be somebody completely different, but it doesn't matter. What you do says who you are. Look at this. Someone has been an example for you. I'm going to tell you, you can go into your past and you can find somebody that meant something to you. That somebody helped to shape who you are. It could be your mom and dad. It could be a preacher. It could be a close relative. It could be a friend. Somebody you looked at became your example. And you had a desire to be like them. Tell me I'm wrong. Somewhere along the ways, we all say, well, I'm going to be who I am. No, you're going to be who the people before you made you to be. You may not like that statement, but it is the truth. To change that, you've got to go outside of your comfort zone. To change that, you've got to change your example. Amen? To change who you are, to change being an alcoholic, you've got to get rid of those that are drinking alcohol around you. Tell me I'm wrong. To be to get out of being a drug addict, you got to stop hanging around the people that are drug addicts and get away from the drugs. What you have to do is change your example from the people that are around you to the Christ that loves you. The statements today are what you're doing with your life. Can I tell you this? We always make the statement, only one life will soon be passed, only what done for Christ will last. Your life is amazing in the fact that Christ allowed you to be here. I get a little tired. Come here, son, quickly. Run! What's the matter with you? Good Lord, man. I said run. You didn't. If that's the fastest you've got, son, you're not going to have a sports career.
Yeah, no, right?
Listen to me. This young man is in church today. This young man is in church today. Now, I want you to understand something. He could be anywhere. Huh? The Lord allowed him to be an example to his neighbors, right? To his bus workers, right? To his classmates. Huh? He allowed him to be an example to his siblings, his mom and dad. He allowed him to be an example by letting him live on this earth, giving him this life that he has. This life that he has is ultra important. You may not think so. You may think because of where he's from or what he's done or what he's going, it does not make it important, but it is very important. Not that we have not power. I'll get to that in a minute. This young man has been given the breath of life. This young man is a soul. This young man is a saved young man, as far as I know. I know a little bit about you. You're a saved young man, aren't you? That's lucky. It is. Oh, like you're not lucky. Yeah, yeah. God saved the whole world so he could save you, right? I mean, oh, I got to save Eddie White. I mean, this is why, man. But then it's true because he really did die just for you. But this young man has been given a great gift, more than salvation, although what a wonderful gift that is. He's been given the ability in his human body to be an example of something very, very special. He may not look like much.
Thanks.
That's why I picked on you, son. But he is everything. He is fearfully and wonderfully made, and that my soul knoweth right well. God, see, here's the thing you got to understand, buddy. God made you. Amen? When he got into his countertop of making people, he made him perfectly, exactly as he'd have it. He's an example of the greatness of what God is. You may go sit down. Now wait a minute. Now I want you to think about this. Not you, son, I'm sorry. I want you to think about something upon looking at other folks. Please hear me. I'm almost to the message. That example that you're looking at, that example that you're looking down upon, that example that you may not hold to the highest esteem, that example is somebody that was fearfully and wonderfully made. That example, what is amazing to me is we come to the point in our lives where we maybe think that we're better or more wonderful than others, when in fact, every one of us was fearfully and wonderfully made by the Creator himself. Am I preaching wrong to you today? You must understand something. We've got the ability to become the greatest example in the world. Every one of us, not just one or two, every last one of us has this ability to become an unbelievable example. You are an example. No matter what. No matter what you think, no matter what you are an example. Somebody looks to you. Somebody. Preacher always tells us there's a circle of 200 people that we know or 200 people that know us. And that's probably very true. But no matter who you are, there's somebody that looks to you. As I look at our teenagers, understand this, there are children that look to you. There are children that look at you and want to be just like you. It's unbelievable. I can't believe that. I know the vast majority of you, and I'm shocked. But understand this, there's children that look to you. There's people that are underneath you that would love to be you. Young marriage, there's people that look to you and wish that they could be you. What kind of example are you setting? People that are my age, the in-betweeners, the people that don't want to work for a living, they just want everything given to them. That's my generation. Let me explain something to you. We are an example. We are an example that Christ has put here. We are. No matter what, we are an example. What are we an example of? Older folks, your example's almost run out. Praise the Lord, you're going to be walking streets of gold soon. But that does not mean your example's done. You have to set an example for us. What kind of example are you? Now let's think. As we get into this scripture, I want to show you a few things. I won't keep you longer than necessary. Number one, decide what example you want to be. See, a lot of folks think, well, I don't have that choice. That's baloney. You have the choice of what example you want to be. What example do you want to be? Do you want to be a gangster? Do you want to be a thug? We've got lots of those that you can look up to. Seriously. Do you want to be a bad person? Because you can be if you want. Do you want to be an example of somebody that's a rebel? Somebody that's, by the way, can I help you out, children? Being a rebel is not going against people that are doing right. Being a rebel is not that, because everybody's doing that. That's not being a rebel, that's going with the flow. If you want to be a rebel, do something for Christ. That will make you a rebel. Nobody's doing that anymore. Good Lord, got to take Christ out of Christmas. Got to take Christ out of any stage that our president's on. You got no way can we have Christ. No way. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to be an example of somebody that stands up for the Savior that made me an example. Amen. What kind of example do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? Does anybody set out when they're first a child and first can start to think, when I grow up, I want to be an alcoholic? When I grow up, I want to be somebody that beats people up. Do you think that's what people, they don't start out that way, but they look to examples that are out there and that's what they see. And what they see is eventually what they become. Moms and dads, what kind of example are we for our kids? What kind of example are we for our kids? Listen, let me help you. This doesn't work out all the time. And believe me, I've had to deal with it lots of times. Well, I go to church all the time, yet my kid still started out and now he's a hellion. You know that happens? Do you realize that good parents sometimes don't have good kids? By the way, do you know that some bad parents have good kids? This is where I come to the point where you ought to be an example for Christ no matter what happens. Because I've heard a lot of people say, well, my children turned out wrong. I'm throw up my hands, do what I want to do. What you should want to do is be an example for Christ. What you should want to do is what the Lord wants you to do. What you ought to do, by the way, nobody's doing it anymore, hardly. I'm telling you right now, it's very difficult to find people that want to be good. It's we've turned things around. Now everything that's supposed to be good is now bad. And now things that are bad are now good. And we have the examples that we're following, the leaders that we're looking to are the wrong leaders and the wrong examples, but they are an example, and we've got to choose what example we will be, what example we will follow. Look at these verses. In verse 1 in chapter 3 of 2 Thessalonians, the Bible says, finally, brethren, pray for us. Pray for us what? By the way, the verse 9 is where the examples come, but let's see what they have to say about that. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course. You know why that's not happening anymore? Because preachers across America aren't reading the word of God anymore. Get mad at me all you want to. I'm sick and tired of the people tucking tail. It's pathetic and sick. If you can't stand up for the word of the Lord, then just go ahead and not preach anymore. That's all I got to say. But look at this. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. The word of the Lord may be glorified. Is that what that says? Help me, Christian. Oh, you're always on the Bible. You bet I am. That's the example I want to be. Look at this now, and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. We don't want to be with the unreasonable and wicked men because that wouldn't be a good example. You got to come out from that. Don't let them be your example. But the Lord is faithful, glory to God, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. They are becoming an example, not of themselves, an example of what it's like to follow Christ. Look at this now. And the Lord direct your hearts. Who? The Lord who? I don't want Brother Dave to direct your heart. I want the Lord to direct your heart. Look at this now. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I want you to understand that they're not telling you to follow a man. that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly. Wait a minute now. Do you know why you gossip? Because you hang around gossipers. I want to read one important word again. I want you to see this. You're not happy. You're not happy. I can see that. Look at this now. You withdraw yourself from every unsaved person. What does that say? Who does it say? It says, withdraw yourself from every brother that walketh disorderly. Do you know this kind of stuff happens in churches too? Now listen, and not after the tradition which he received of us. If this brother is not walking under the tradition of the gospel of Jesus Christ and all the wonderful things that Christ has for us, don't walk with him. Why do we get churches that have people angry at their preacher? Because you hang around with people that are angry at your preacher. Why do you become bitter at Brother Dave? Because he's ugly. Why do you become bitter at Brother Dave? Because you hang around people that are bitter with Brother Dave. Why do you get angry with the people of the church? Because you hang around people that are getting angry at people in the church. Not very difficult. What example are you? Are you this example? This is one of my favorite. My biggest pet peeve in the whole wide church is this pet peeve right here. Hey, let me talk with you for a minute. Did you know what Pastor Skyver did? Yeah, I saw him do that very too. Did you know Brother Dave approved of that? Oh boy, I'm going to tell you right now. Do you know how bad Brother Dave is? And you said, yes, I do really know how bad Brother Dave is. I do understand that. And then you come out, Brother Dave! Oh! I didn't know you were standing outside that door. Don't worry, I've got bug microphones in every single room down there, so go ahead, have at it. What you must understand is, what are you becoming an example of? I'm not telling you that every person in the whole wide world is always going to be great, but I am telling you this, that the Savior of all men, Jesus Christ, is always great. Quit using men as your examples that don't follow Christ. Decide what example you want to be, because you're going to be an example. For yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. I'll tell you who's a good example, somebody that works. I'm just reading scripture here, is that not true? Somebody that works for the Lord, that's a good example. A good example is somebody that works for the Lord, not concerned about standing up on this chair, not concerned about this. I'm going to work for the Lord, but you're going to tell everybody about it. Not somebody that's willing to write their resume out so you can see what they have done, so they can show you how great of a servant they are. That's not the example you need. The example you need is somebody that walks with Christ and desires the things of Christ and yet does not desire the reward for it. Who do you want to follow? What kind of example do you want to be? Because see, here's the decision. I know this is Sunday morning. Generally, it's supposed to be a lot happier than this. But you know what, Christian? The time is growing short. Can I get something? This is on my heart. The time is growing short. We do not have the time to waste any longer. We've got to be about God's business now. We've got to be an example for the people that are out there now. Why is the nation falling apart? Why are we going away from Christ? Because we're not doing our job. And I'm talking about me, you, every single person. We've got to be an example. This is what you can be if you follow Christ. It's so wonderful. Greatest life you could ever lead in the whole wide world is the life of a Christian. Say what you want to say. It's so wonderful having peace. Good night in a world that's all crazy. How wonderful is it to have peace, my friends? How wonderful is it to be able to give all your problems to the Lord Jesus Christ? How wonderful is it to know that you're going to get through what you're going through, and everybody's going through something. But I'd rather follow a person like Carl McDaniel, like Rivers, that somebody that knows that God is taking care of them. even in the hard times. Like Brother Bill Davis says, his mama was getting ready to go home with the Lord. His mama cares about you. His mama prays for you. His mama said, that's the life of a Christian. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. The worst thing that could ever happen to a person is death. But that example of that Christian testimony that Annie Davis gave us was a wonderful example that I so desperately want to be able to follow someday. What kind of example are you going to be? You've got to make the decision of what kind of example you're going to be. And number two, when you make that decision, determine that you will be the example that you decide to be. Because do you know that it's very easy to not do what you set out to do? How many can say amen to that? I set out to finish my addition, yet it's still not done. Here we are looking at these verses. Night and day we wrought with labor and travail night and day that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power. We could have taken from you, but instead we wanted to work and show you what an example is, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. Look at this. Determine that you will be the example that you set out to be. It's not easy serving God. It's not easy serving God. You know, it's not like it was back in the days when you were persecuted, when you were tried. It's not something that we have today like we had back then, but at the very same time, there still comes trials with being a Christian. There still comes the ridicule because there's things that you won't do. Why? Because you're an example. You know, you wouldn't be very happy if Brother Dave decided with his Bible in his arms to walk into the bar. Do you know why? Because that would ruin my example. Not me. Not the example of me. I want you to be able to see that Christ still can help you be an example. See, Autumn, Christ gave you you. Really? He gave you you. I'd like him to make you a little shorter. But he gave you you, sweetheart. He didn't screw up. Not one ounce. So if he didn't screw up and he gave you you, I wonder what we should give to him. Because, see, we walk around, I have nothing to offer Christ, then you make Christ a liar. Is Christ a liar? See, he made you who you are. He made you what you are. He made you those things. Why? So you could be an example to others how great your God is. You say, I don't have anything to offer. That's the kind that Christ likes to get. Because if you have nothing to offer, then he's got everything to work with. That's pretty good right there. You can write that down if you'd like. I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen people that have got nothing to offer, absolutely nothing. If I rewind my testimony, there's no way God uses me. No way! Saved at 11 years old, lived my life like a devil. He should have just go ahead and kill me. But God had something else in mind. By the way, not that I'm so good. I never, even one minute, think that I'm worth anything. Never one time. But I know this, that God separated me to be a preacher. I know that God called me. I know that God called me to this. And I'm going to tell you, I'm so very honored that he did. I want to be an example that you can still stand at 43 years old. I want to stand until I'm old and gray-headed. I want to stand until the rest around me have fallen. But I still want to stand. I've determined that the example I want to be for these young men, I want to be an example that God still does it the old way. I want to be an example of somebody that holds on to this book and will not let loose. Though those around me may turn their back on me and go away, I'm going to pull myself away from the disorderly and understand this. I'm going to stand for God's word. So it may have free course. See, we come to our point in our lives where we want to be more like Miley Cyrus than a good Christian young girl. Oh boy, preacher. I knew you'd hit on the stuff. We want to be more like our favorite singer than the one who gave the voice. Well, I can't be Christ-like. Well, then you just made the Bible a liar, because it says we can. What do you choose to do? What do you choose to do? You have a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be an example. You are, by the way. You are an example. And whatever you want to say, you are an example of something. What that example is up to you, but you are an example of something. People look at you, and I hesitate. I'll use Bible figures. That way I won't embarrass anybody. But when you think of the word Judas, what's the first thing that comes to your... What example was Judas, Jimmy? Traitor. Huh? He was an example. An example of a traitor. An example of a betrayer. You say Rahab. What's the example that you come up with? John. Harlot. But she was a harlot that's in the hall of faith. Now you use her as an example of a harlot, and we very well could because of what she did. But then Christ came. And she changed her idea of being an example for the world and decided to be an example for Him. And now she's in the hall of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. See, it's amazing to me that God can change your example. God can change who you are. You go back. Oh boy, it's getting a long time now. Phew. 30 years? Oh, that's sad. Didn't know I was that old. You go back 30 years or so. I've got hair down in the middle of my back. I've got earrings. Drinking. What a horrible example. What was I an example of? See, you are an example. Huh? Here's the thing, I was saved at 11. What example was I being? See, then God comes along. And by the way, myself, I in and of myself, without Him, I'm worthless. But Christ came and made me and came and made you. And because of who He made you, you, don't try to be anybody else. I get real sick and tired of people trying to be other people. But at the very same time, you are looking to these examples to see how Christ would have you to live. Picking the good examples. And it's not hard to see the good examples. I don't try to pattern my life after my preacher, but I want to see the life that he has led as a powerful man of God. Powerful man of God. I want to be a powerful man of God. I want to have my life patterned after this man. Why? Because he patterns his life after Christ. Now, do we come short? Sure. Sure we come short. But you are an example nonetheless. I asked the kids, what is this an example of? I had a little boy up here. And I was fully expecting him to say a brat, because they know him. But he wasn't a brat, by the way. But I figured those things would come. But they said what they saw. And people see you. Do you realize that you're not invisible? Where you go, what you do, the things that you are, those are examples to others. How many times have I heard the word, well, you did this, I thought you were a preacher. Come on, you're an example. You've got to, one, determine what kind of example you are going to be. Number two, determine that you will be that example, because it's not easy. And number three, and I'm all done, be sure to designate Christ as that example. Be sure to designate Christ as your example. If you look to me, I'm going to fail. If you look to Pastor Skyver, he's going to fail. If you look to Bill Turner or Bobby Shell, Eddie White, take your pick, Rich Myers, they will fail you. They will fail you. But their Christ will not fail you. You say, well, how can I ever attain? You can attain to what Christ has for you. What does Christ have for you? Not that we have not power. We, see, We have power to be whatever example we want to be. What example do you want to be? I am here as an example. Whether I like it or not, good, bad, or indifferent, I am an example. I want to be an example that's worth something, that shows forth my wonderful Savior. And Christians, we have a job to do. It's not easy, but we have a job to do. I'll never forget, I attended a wedding. It was a pastor's kid. Example of a family. And the reception was the most horrifying thing I think I've ever been to. Their example was ruined. The example that they had tried to portray was gone, replaced with the example of the world. I know they're not perfect, I understand that, but folks, you are called to a higher purpose than worldliness. You are called to a higher purpose than being an alcoholic, a higher purpose than being a drug addict, a higher purpose than being a gossip, a higher purpose than all of those things. Anything that you can, you're called to a higher purpose. You're called to be an example for Jesus Christ. I don't know how much time we have, but I know time is growing short. As I watch this old world, it's growing short. What example are we going to be? Figure out what example you're going to be and be that example. Be that example for Jesus Christ. You're never going to be upset that you did. Ever. Never heard one person say, I regret serving Christ. But I've known lots of people that say, I regret not serving Him sooner. What kind of example are you going to be? Dear Lord, I thank You so much for this morning. Oh God, please. Help me to be a better example. Help me to be an example. Lord, help me to look to You. Honestly, Lord, help me to look to You. I fall short so many times. Lord, help me to be a better example. An example of what You would have for me. Lord, please help us. We are given such a huge responsibility. Lord, You've given us a life. You've given us a soul and a spirit. You've given us a body, Lord, that we're supposed to use for You. How many people are wasting that wonderful gift? Lord, help us not to waste it. Help us to proclaim Your name. Help us to stand for You. Help us to do the things that the Bible says. Oh God, we have been given such a wonderful opportunity to serve You. Help us to be that example. And then, Lord, once we start to be that example, Lord, let us never come away from being that example. Lord, help us. We need You so much. Lord, I fall short in so many categories in my Christian walk. Lord, help me. Help me to get closer to You. Not only to get closer to You, help me to mean it. So many times, and maybe I'm the only one in this room, God, but so many times, Lord, it seems like I take for granted what You've given me. So many times I feel like I take for granted what I've been called to do, and Lord, maybe I don't do it with everything that I should. Lord, I'm sorry. Help me. Help me to be a better example. Help the people under the sound of my voice to become the example of the greatest church in the whole wide world. A church that loves You. A church that cares about You. A church that holds You up. Lord, help us to be those people. I pray all these things in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Preacher, would you come?